we start this one more time. Hello, and welcome to the intro of Modern Art is Rubbish podcast. I'm Marcus, and I'm a musician and an artist and an art lover.
And my name's Tom.
Oh, Tom. All right, Tom. You love art, though, don't you? Yeah, tell them you love art. Tell them you love art.
Tell who? Who am I talking to?
I don't know. The people that we haven't got listening to us yet, because this is the intro.
Oh, right. Hi, guys.
Right. So what we're going to be doing is about every 2 weeks, we're just going to be picking topics on art, such as art vandalism or artists that put themselves in danger. And also we'll be talking about any kind of stories that we hear that week that might be interesting to share. Not really news, more stories. So the reason we're recording this intro is we've recorded two podcasts so far, which we will be putting up very soon. And we talk a lot about the toilet man, Marcel Duchamp. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about him because he's going to get mentioned a lot. So I thought I'd just give people a heads up on who he is in case they haven't heard about him. Does that sound good?
Yeah, so who is Marcel Duchamp?
Yeah, Marcel Duchamp, a French guy. He was born in 1887 and he died in 1968. He was a guy, he wasn't particularly a prolific artist when he started off, and he sort of networked a lot so that he got his art seen by all the right people, whoever the right people are. So, and this guy, he first got famous with a painting called Nude Descending the Staircase Number 2, and that was painted in 1912. Looking at it now, you've just got to imagine you're looking at it, Tom. You have looked at it before, haven't you, that painting? It's a picture of the multiple stages of movement of a nude composed of shapes descending a segmented spiral staircase. And there will be a link on the website about that.
All right, yeah. Now, what sort of paint was he using for his images? For the guys at home?
For the guys at home, yeah. It's an oil painting. And that was just a work that he did. Now, in 1913, the work was shown in New York at a famous exhibition called the Armory Show. And this featured other famous artists like Van Gogh, Picasso and Matisse. I think a lot of Americans actually really liked modern art. In fact, I dare I say that they took to it more quickly than a lot of people in Europe did. I don't know if I have to dare say that. I did. Yeah.
Well, I guess America's quite a modern country compared to Europe.
Well, it was at the time. I mean, for the 20th century, they did a lot. I mean, they also took to Impressionism.
No, but I mean, they didn't have such long history, do they, in their country?
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, they don't. And that's a point that there was a lot of new rich people in America, and they wanted to show. They wanted to have a new kind of cultural identity, and I think that's why they took to a lot of these new artists. So when he did this piece of conceptual art, this toilet thing that we're about to talk about, he was already quite well known. But so in 1917 there was another exhibition by the Society of Independent Artists. It's kind of like a rebel outside the art establishment show, and Marcel Duchamp was on the board. The entrance rules stated that anyone could enter and that everything submitted would be accepted and shown. So you've got this gallery and they can just show anything they want. Anything, literally anything, Tom.
Well, so I could like send in like a photograph of jam, like just jam spread all over my dog's face. And they put it in the gallery. Not that
they would. Yeah. As a piece of art, if it was, the dog was not harmed in any way, and it was a pit, and it was actually a dog that looked like your dog, but it wasn't a real
dog.
So
you think if the board felt that I was harming the dog in making it, they'd reject it?
No, they wouldn't. They'd have to accept it. They'd have to accept anything. That was the rules. The rules were they had to accept anything, and anything would be shown.
Yeah, so
doesn't matter.
Even if it was like custard flavoured jam.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about the flavour, they would have accepted it. I hope that they would have had a conscience, but they have to stick by their rules. But this is a thing that I think Marcel Duchamp was testing, because he anonymously entered a ceramic urinal he bought.
No and way.
Yes,
a urinal.
Yes. You were acting surprised like you didn't know there, Tom. Yeah, a stand-up wee-wee pot. As
artwork.
Stand-up wee-wee pot. He painted on it the name Armut. And the idea behind submitting something that was already ready-made was he was suggesting that someone does not have to create a work for it to be called art. What he did was, because he submitted this toilet, he knew that the society would come under a lot of pressure to explain their actions, because I suppose they're going to have to say to people, why is there a toilet in your art exhibition? And people would get very upset. They actually rejected it, despite the fact they said that all the pieces would be accepted. So what happened was that Duchamp, who was on the board, he actually resigned. And the thing is to point out here, they didn't know it was him that submitted the toilet, but he still resigned because he was upset. Marcel Duchamp, after this event of his toilet not being accepted, he went and just did whatever he does. I haven't actually researched what he did in these periods, but I think he did a lot of networking, hanging out, sofa surfing.
Is this like, how many years are we talking about here?
He was, after this, from 1917, he pretty much went into obscurity until about the 1950s. Now, the reason why suddenly he became more famous in the 1950s and 60s was because there was a whole new generation of artists that suddenly said, oh, this is really cool. This guy said anything can be art, so anything can be art, you know, and that's the kind of idea that he was putting out, that it doesn't matter, it's the actual idea behind the art, it doesn't actually matter what the art is. So it's quite an interesting concept.
So how did they hear of him, though, if he went into obscurity, resigned from the board?
Oh, yeah, there was a few magazine articles about it, and a friend of his took some photographs of his work. So what happened was the original was actually lost, and eventually they made a few replicas.
When you say they, you mean he did?
Yeah, he did, sorry. He made a few himself, his official ones, when it became popular, and I suppose because galleries wanted to start showing it. I mean, we have, in the two podcasts upcoming, we have talked about Duchamp a bit. He does come up, so that's why I just wanted to just fill in a bit of the blanks about the idea that anything can be art. And he's very, very influential today. So that's why I wanted to talk about it. So we've got a couple of podcasts that we're going to be putting up very soon as well after this intro. They probably will be up by the time you see this intro. And also, we've got a website and we have a Facebook page. The website is modernartisrubbish.com. And we've got a Facebook page. And you can email us. We'll put the details on the website. And please remember to sign up to our email list if you do. Anything else, Tom, to add?
No, Marcus. Nothing else to add. I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Isms.